Until just a couple of months ago, Jack Abramoff was one of the most powerful lobbyists in Washington. Today, he's the subject of a federal criminal tax investigation and of a congressional inquiry into his dealings with Native American tribes who were his clients. Authorities are also looking into reports that Abramoff paid for some overseas trips taken by House Majority Leader Tom DeLay and others in direct violation of ethics rules which forbid lawmakers from accepting travel paid for by lobbyists. Abramoff has said very little to the news media since the controversy began. Recently, he spoke to Time magazine journalist Adam Zagorin, am I getting that right?
Adam Zagorin, glad to be with you.
Nice. I'm glad we pronounced it correctly at last. The interview appears in this week's edition of the magazine, and Adam Zagorin is on the line with us from his office in Washington. Nice to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Why is Abramoff speaking out now?
Well, I think that he's been the subject of many, many articles in not only in Time magazine, but major newspapers, television have covered him. And the coverage of him has been, including in Time magazine, has been overwhelmingly critical and negative, talking about these various issues that you enumerated in the your opening remarks. So I think that what he wanted to do was to, you know, at least put his some version of a defense on the record, and that's pretty much what he did.
Well, he is close to House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. What did he have to say about his friend?
Well, I asked him whether I pointed out that Tom DeLay has called Mr. Abramoff a close friend, and I asked him, Jack Abramoff, whether he reciprocated that feeling, and he gave the answer that I do. And then he called Tom DeLay a dedicated public servant. He praised his wife. And going a little bit further, there had been a recent published report which indicated somewhat indirectly but quite unmistakably that perhaps Abramoff had information that would allow him to cooperate with prosecutors or turn state's evidence on Tom DeLay or denounce him in some fashion. And so I asked him, I asked Abramoff directly about that, whether such an implication was correct and whether he had any such plans. And he said that the implication was incorrect and that he had no such plans.
We're talking with Adam Zagorin of Time magazine about his conversation with lobbyist Jack Abramoff. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And so it does not indicate, suggest at this point anyway, that Mr. Abramoff is ready to turn state's evidence on Tom DeLay. He's also got some problems of his own that might lead him to face some charges, allegations that he bilked Native American clients of millions of dollars by charging them excessive amounts for his service, delivering not a lot.
Well, I asked him about that as well, and he was completely unapologetic about that. He said, first of all, that there are hundreds, if not more, lobbyists in Washington who provide very similar services to his own, the only difference being, according to Jack Abramoff, that he provides a great deal more value to his clients than most lobbyists do. He pointed to a decade's worth of lobbying victories on behalf of many clients, particularly his Native American clients, and he certainly acknowledged that he has charged them tens of millions of dollars, the very amount of money that some people question whether it's correct and whether he was bilking these Native Americans. He says absolutely not, because the advantages that he got for them from state regulators and state governments and other entities that he lobbied on their behalf was worth billions to them. And if he called them sophisticated business people who realize that if they spent tens of millions with him and got billions in return, it was a smart idea. That was, you know, his response to the question that you just laid out.
Sophisticated businessmen was not the term that he used in a lot of the emails which have come to light. This a man who espouses conservative family values called his clients monkeys.
And other things. Troglodytes, for example. This was the point that he was that Abramoff was contrite about. He made few excuses for that. He basically said that in the heated locker room atmosphere of Washington lobbying that he did business in, that he sometimes, I guess he didn't use this word, but in effect got carried away and said things that he never should have said, and he regretted the fact that he had used these emails. And then, of course, he went on and said that this was only a minority of his emails, and that some of the emails have been taken out of context by his critics, et cetera. But the bottom line is that he expressed regret over that, and it seems to me there's little else he could have done.
Jack Abramoff, when the conservatives and Mr. DeLay took control in Washington, D.C., he was among the most connected lobbyists in this city. He has suffered, at least according to your article, quite a reversal of fortune.
Well, that's the exact term that Jack Abramoff did. He summed it up this way. He said, "It used to be that I had lots of clients paying me a great deal of money, and now I have no clients, and I'm paying my lawyers a great deal of money." So I guess that in a few short months, he's gone from, being way up to being way down.
And from the king of K Street to, well, you can draw your own conclusions. What's next for him?
Well, he's in legal jeopardy, as you alluded to earlier. He's facing these congressional investigations, so his functioning as a lobbyist at the moment has certainly stopped. And although he didn't say so, the implication was that he might not continue in that line of work. He is from California, or he grew up in Beverly Hills for some time. He has produced at least one Hollywood movie. I believe he's written some screenplays, and he evoked the possibility of going back into that line of work. He also talked about the many book offers that he's had, but he said that it was too early for that because he didn't know how his own book was going to end.
Adam Zagarin, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Adam Zagarin is a journalist with Time magazine. His interview with lobbyist Jack Abramoff appears in this week's issue of the magazine. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.